is that just because you've had unfortunate things happen in your past doesn't mean your tomorrow has to be like that. So let's change the direction of your future as soon as possible. What is different about this book? Human salvation lies in the hands of the creatively maladjusted. Martin Luther King, Jr. The principles in this book are taken from The Power of Effectiveness Therapy, Ellis 2017, which was on the Huffington Post recommended reading list in October of 2017 as an academic text on advanced therapeutic technique. Many of us go through life like a pinball, bouncing from flipper to bumper and back again, with no sense of direction or control over our results. You can't take charge of your life if you don't know what to do. So I would like to tell you a story. A guy walks down the street and falls into a big hole. He can't climb out and calls for help. Eventually, a minister comes by and has compassion for him, says he will have his congregation pray for him, writes him a prayer, and drops it down. The guy says, "Thanks, but I'm still stuck down here." After a while, a doctor comes over and wants to help. He throws down a prescription and says he'll consult with his colleagues. The guy says, "Thanks, but I'm still stuck down here." Then I come along and notice him huddling against himself in the corner down there. I ask what was going on, and he told me. I then jump down into the hole with him. He says, "Great, now we're both stuck down here." To which I reply, "Yes, but I've been in this hole before, and I know the way out." You're probably wondering how this book could offer anything that you haven't already seen or heard. I believe that the variety of my life activities provides a rare combination of exposure to several divergent experiences that were necessary to fill in most of the blanks in this comprehensive program. If you're reading this, then you've probably concluded that therapy alone does not have all the answers you're looking for. My broad-based experiences allow me to seek answers outside of the realm of traditional psychology and discover a few things hidden elsewhere. My story is full of up-and-down experiences, always getting back up after being knocked down. Sometimes it took longer than others, but the lack of consistency is something that strikes me the most. The downs were very down and the ups were very up. And my career, vocational, recreational, relationship, and educational outcomes were all over the map. I have, however, been a student of my life and followed Socrates' suggestion to improve my life by examining it. I'm fond of saying I was kidnapped as a child and raised by accountants. Theirs was a world of binary thinking, absolutes, where you were either number one or you were a zero. There is a philosophy revealed in the book Alcoholics Anonymous called The Promises, which includes the idea that you will come to accept your prior experiences and learn how you can use them to help others. There are many things from which people will always carry scars and regret, but acceptance of unchangeable history as part of how we minimize the continued impact of that seemingly unbearable past and move forward, which is necessary to learn from our past and improve our quality of life. Looking around, I see only a minority of psychologists who have been bullied routinely in school grounds waiting for that first bell, then being singled out by teachers as their most difficult student during class. I also spent 3 years in military school because of the kinds of trouble I got into as a teen, and that probably kept me out of juvie. Then I attained significant overachievement while trying to find my place in the world. Officers' training classes taught me about self-discipline, strategy, and tactics. Public school had taught me how to memorize someone else's ideas when I paid attention. Battlefield officers have to improvise, and military school taught me how to think on my feet. Patton said a battle plan is only good until the first bullet is fired. Something unexpected is going to happen. Eisenhower mentioned that battle plans were useless but absolutely necessary. Plans address